USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama continues to promote innovative new conservation partnerships through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with NRCS in Alabama, explains how one RCPP project actually crosses state lines.
We have an RCPP project in Alabama that was really initiated by a partner in Georgia, the Flint River Soil and Water Conservation District in Albany. And they put in a regional conservationist partnership program application in for Georgia, North Florida, and eastern side of Alabama. And it's called Apalachicola Chattahoochee Flint River Conservation Partnership for Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. That mainly would be the counties that have drainage, the watershed that goes into the Chattahoochee River. So it comes a little bit out through Chambers into Lee, on down into Macon, includes most of Russell and Barber, down into Henry, and most of Houston counties. Everything east of there is eligible.
Musser says this RCPP project is for irrigation efficiency.
What we're interested in are those persons who already have irrigation systems, but they need to convert to newer nozzles or lower pressure drop nozzle type systems that reduces the use of water and the reduction in the use of energy, so that we end up with a net overall water savings. You know, we got a lot of problems with the aquifers and water supplies, and we're trying to make the water go as far as it can. So that sign up was June the 8th through the 19th. So that obviously has closed. However, though, there'll be another sign up next year. So anybody that's interested that may have missed this sign up, they can go into the local NRCS office in their county, find out if they're in the watershed. And if they're eligible, they can apply for financial assistance for next year's funding.
To learn more, simply contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.